Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the lady gang.
Oh, this is such a good episode. I can't.
So excited.
You can't. I can't. I mean, I'm freaking out.
You literally cannot right now.
I cannot. I could not be more basic. If you guys are listening for the first time, I'm sorry. This is not who I really am, but I am Becca Tobin, actress and blogger, because we have theladygang.com, and it's an awesome blog, and we do things like tutorials and...
We help you get your clothes.
We do
and
so many
embarrassing stories,
so
essays.
Many things.
Yes.
And my interesting fact is that my parents accidentally sent me to a YMCA camp when I was young, and they sang songs about being a Christian, and they had Bible study every night.
Are you Jewish?
I'm Jewish.
That's amazing.
I left early. Kelty Knight is across from me. She is a television host, also blogger at theladygang.com.
Yep.
She talks about her feelings a lot, if you want to know.
I'm emotional.
And she was a long-distance track runner when she was in middle school.
Yeah, I was
pretty
good. Were
you fast?
I was good.
Is it because you're a Mohawk
Indian?
You know what's
nice? Yeah, maybe. You know what's so nice is that when you're young and you're in Canada and like you're in fall and it's track, it's like the perfect weather and there's all those pretty leaves. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't have that here.
There's like 2 days of that in Canada and then it's snowing.
Yeah.
Cold. Yeah. To my right.
It was a great run.
California. No pun intended. California girl and clothing designer Jack Vanek. She grew up in the USA.
The USA.
And she was on Katy Perry's top 8 on MySpace.
That's like honestly
very cool.
That's one of my claim to fame.
Because she liked your clothes?
No.
Because she was on Warped Tour before she was Katy Perry.
It was even before that. It's when she was dating Travie McCoy.
Yeah.
And her and I were like kind of friends for a second.
Wow.
Until she got famous and forgot about me, so whatever.
Rebel. Hey, Katy, what's up?
Come on, the lady gang.
See you later. Okay. And now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm going to start because mine are bleak, and I hope that we actually make a progression.
Okay. Mine are okay. So
I was too excited about our guest today that, like, I've been thinking about it all week. So, like, I could say that's my good week, my guest, the guest coming on, but that's kind of lame. So, instead, I'm going to say that my good week is... I have a fear of home invasion. Everybody knows it. We all know it. I think somebody's going to come and kill me every single night. I met my neighbor for the first time the other day, and I was like, are you my murderer? Like, it goes deep. We just installed 9 cameras all over the house, and you can pull them up on your phone, the TV. It looks like a Walmart security room back there.
This is cool.
There's every corner.
Does it record? So
and it
something
records
happens?
Any motion when your alarm is set. So if I set my alarm and I go to sleep at night, not only will my alarm go off because the motion detector, but it will record the camera who that person is. It will also get your license plate.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Wait, but then what about if you get up in the middle of the night?
That's the issue.
Like, I pee all the time in the middle of the night.
I'm not a big peer in the middle of the night, and also we are, like, redoing it so that my motion in the hallway doesn't trigger
it. You can just
it.
Do it by room or something?
Yes, but...
What if you sleepwalk into the kitchen and eat some food?
Well, I think the alarm will wake me up because it'll wake the neighbors up.
Can you go on and watch Orly?
Yeah, I can do it all.
That's cool.
That's fun.
It's amazing. So it's like my wet dream as an adult.
It's a real champagne.
It
love.
It is. My bad week is about the alarm. I already am a little spacey, and I woke up in the morning, and Zach tells me every single effing night,
oh God,
when you get up, before you open the window, turn off the alarm.
Oh.
When you get up, before you let Orly out, turn off the alarm. And because I did it once, and then he was like, you know, you're going to do this again. I was like, I'm so insulted that you think I can't remember to turn it off. He's like,
I'm a homeowner, baby.
And I'm like, it's a
so
giant
mature.
Keypad. How am I going to miss that again? Well, he went out of town, And I woke up one morning and I had coffee and I opened my bedroom window because I really wanted some fresh air. Alarm went off and I was like, oh, I can hide it from him. He's not going to know. He's on an airplane. They're going to call me because they call him first to check if everything's okay. Then they call me and I'm like, he's on an airplane. He'll never know.
Yep.
Well, he got a voicemail when he got off the plane.
Damn it.
He's like, are you dense?
Kinda.
That week.
What fail. Happens? You just turn it off. They call you and you're like, no, it's fine.
They call you and we have like a safe word.
Oh.
Oh.
There's also
orange?
If somebody comes in,
there's
it's
a
not
like
orange.
There's a word
there's
for
a, there's a not safe safe word.
Oh, right. So pizza.
So if someone comes in and they have a gun to your head,
yeah,
and they
you
call
don't want to say the safe, they're like, tell them you're fine, tell them you're fine.
And you're yeah. like, bubble gum. I'm totally fine, it's bubble gum. And then they know
oh my
I'm
God.
Not fine.
Ooh, that's dope.
Amazing.
Yeah. Dope. Yeah. I need one of those if I ever get a house.
Okay, Jack.
Okay, well,
beat that.
Speaking of like getting up in the middle of the night and all that kind of stuff. So I drink red wine before I go to bed. Like every night it helps me unwind. I get really chill.
So good.
It's good for you. It helps with weight loss. And then I don't go to the gym, whatever. So the other night I was doing my thing, watched Curb to go to bed, and I forgot to brush my teeth. So I woke up like an hour after I went mm-hmm. to bed in like a half awake sort of haze. And I'm like, oh shit. Okay. I got to go brush my teeth. So I don't put my glasses on. It's dark. And I'm like walking to the bathroom. I like get my toothbrush and I go to put the toothpaste on. I start brushing my teeth.
Not your toothbrush.
I brushed my teeth with Monistat.
What? Yeah. Why did you have Monistat
oh,
so readily available?
Oh my.
Because
you know what? That is the best ever so far.
It was
in the history
sour.
Of Lady Gang.
It was sour to say the least because I was cleaning out my bathroom and I was like getting rid of some stuff and I just like put the Monistat next to a couple other tubes of stuff and it looks like a toothpaste tube.
It does.
And I just had it like on my counter and I wasn't thinking.
What does it taste like?
Like sour and a little bit like
how many seconds
chalky?
Before you noticed?
I mean,
pretty quickly.
It was pretty quickly.
Wow.
But it still entered my mouth, and it was disgusting.
Congratulations.
And it was a really bad...
You know what? If I had a trophy right now for, like, good week, bad week,
we should have one, and, like, we have a reigning champ, and then you have to, like, try to beat that.
And the person, like, holds it while we start.
Yeah.
You just have to pass it.
Okay.
Okay. So my good week... I feel like I'm pretty jaded about like celebrity sightings
Uh-oh,
or interactions or whatever. I didn't see anybody, but I get really excited about the people that most people don't get excited about. Like if I saw a cast member from Lost walking down the street, I think it was like the best thing ever. But then I could see Beyonce and I'd be like, oh, I literally don't care.
I'm
at
the
all.
Same way.
Yeah. So the other day I was like really pissed about the fact that I am still not verified on anything.
I know. I
Twitter,
tried to get you verified, and they were like, you don't have enough press.
I've tried a million times. What about, like, I don't know what
to do. No, there's so many badly verified people.
Yeah, I'm like, there's freaking Joe Schmo who writes for I don't even know online magazine with 200 followers that gets verified, and I'm here trying to, you know, whatever.
Beat Jack Vanek.
So anyways, I tweeted... Can someone verify me on Twitter already? I'm freaking pissed. And Pat Sajak tweeted me. He's the guy from Wheel of Fortune?
He's the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Pat Sajak tweeted me and he says, as far as I'm concerned, you're verified.
You know what? Your week was
Does
awesome.
He follow you?
Yeah, so me and him are Twitter friends. He's the most... He should come on the Lady Gang.
That's so
random. He is the
random.
Most sarcastic, funny, snarky, clever
Rich.
Tweeter.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm just saying, like, his Twitters are so freaking funny. So I don't know how I randomly started following him, but him and I are like Twitter
I'm going
friends.
To his page.
Pat Sajak.
He's hilarious. So, anyways,
I'd like to buy an awesome. That's my joke.
Uh-oh.
Great, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, he's funny. Everybody should follow him.
What would be? Oh, I'm ready. Good week. What would be your worst nightmare as a host? Let me tell you because it happened to me.
I was going to answer, but okay. Okay. I didn't know what my answer was, so go
okay.
ahead.
So here it is what happened. I was paid to host a live web stream of a large national competition, mm-hmm. like American Idol, but not American Idol, like American Idol for the digital life. And it's like my fifth year doing it. I do it every year, and it's a great day, and I love going, and... They've never changed the script in 5 years. Never changed it. Same people involved, same thing. So I got there in time and I looked and they have cue cards. They don't have a teleprompter, and they don't have cards to hold.
Do you do cue cards?
You usually either have a card in your hand that has your notes on it, yeah, or you have a teleprompter. I had cue cards. It's like 1972. So I get on the stage. We're live. Welcome, everyone, to the da-da-da. I look down at the cue cards, and they are wildly out of order.
No.
Completely out of order.
No.
There's no idea. I know none of
and
the
you're live.
We're live.
Oh, shoot.
I know none of the information because I'm so cocky now with my two Emmy nominations. I don't need to look at the notes beforehand. I got this. I'll just read it off the cue cards. I have no idea. So I'm like, welcome to the weren't they fabulous? Look at this opening number. Amazing. And then I'm like, and the cue cards are out of order, so I'm just going to wing it.
Oh, no.
And then I just start talking.
Oh, no.
And then I'm yelling to the woman sitting in the front row, and that routine was choreographed by, and she's going, bah, 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 bah. And I'm like, bah, 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 bah. Like, it was the most mortifying moment of my life.
Oh, my God. Wait, so did you just start talking?
And then I was like, and choreographed by, and then, like, the lady would be like, and I'd be like, that wonderful Haley. And then I'd be like, great, let's get started. Taking off our first competition is, what are we doing? Like, it was
bad.
Anyway.
Congratulations.
I made it through, which hopefully means that when I do host whatever the next version of American Idol is on television by myself, I will never have a misstep.
Yeah, you can use that, like, in your highlight reel. This is what happens when I literally don't know anything.
You know what, Jack? I'm not going to, but thank you for that suggestion.
Whatever.
We're going to bury that.
Okay.
Yes. We're not buying it. Okay, here's my good week.
Mind.
Guys, get close to your microphones because I have a Kelty Knight mystery.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That is going to start, that we are going to follow up every week. Well, when things happen. So I've recently started, when we have a spotting, I recently started Kayla's Sweat with Kayla.
Okay.
I've been doing it for like a couple months. And what it is it's like you work out 5 days a week and you do these like really fast circuits, like 25-minute circuits. And there's a gym on the CBS lot. And so I, you know, finish my show and then I wash my makeup and then I go work out and then I put my makeup back on and head out to my shoots in the afternoon. And I do it with my makeup artist, Rebecca. So we go down to the gym and every day there's a hot man there in a full jean. Like a jean with a rhinestone butt patch, boot cut, work boots, a t-shirt, but his face is like Paul Walker, but like 6'4". Like he's hot with bad jeans. And we're just calling him Hot Bad Jeans Man.
Wait, is he working out in the jeans?
He's working out. So he's like on some job and he's coming. Joe's gym is like where everyone on the lot can go. So it can be like LL Cool J can be there. Like anyone can go. So we're like working out. We're like, okay, 10 more, 10 more. And then we're like, and then so the first time that I talked to him, he was watching the TV and I didn't think he was because he was like really into his workout and I turned the sound off and he goes, hey, I was watching that. And then I look at Rebecca and we're like, ah, what are you doing? I'm like, sorry. And I turn it back up and then we just left. We never said anything again. Then I saw him this week and as we were walking out, and I mean, when you finish this workout, you are potato face with red and you're like, you're so gross. And he's on the floor and he's doing abs in his jeans and he looks up at it and he goes to me and Rebecca and he goes, you gals are really killing it.
Okay.
Who is this person?
We don't know.
Can you take
so
a
it's
picture
a mystery. I know. Let's take a picture. I'm going
to
take a picture. I need to find
out
what,
to be an
what
actor.
Does he do?
He's a crew guy.
Where
he's
did he get these
be.
Jeans? Why is he still wearing these types of jeans?
Does he look like an actor or a crew guy?
I don't know. He has the face of an actor, but the jeans of someone who doesn't know.
Yeah, but there's some very hot men on
crews.
Yeah, that's true.
He could be crew, but why is he not working at 11:15? I don't know. It's a mystery. It's a lady gang mystery.
Let's find out who he is.
We're going to find out who you are, hot jeans guy.
And we're going to set you up on a date with
someone. And I want to thank you for helping me get through my workout. Because you know sometimes, like,
you need
listen, I don't care, but, like, he's there, so we're going for it. All right, guys. Well, Becca,
that was a good...
we're very excited about the episode. Are you ready?
I'm stoked.
I have a surprise for you.
I'm flipping out.
Oh!
The Lady Gang Inquire.
Okay, do you remember the time that Becca peed in that girl's purse? Well, she's about to pee again because I've never seen Becca so starstruck, excited, geeking out.
I did not know where this was going.
I didn't either.
Over any guest. I don't want to be mean to any of our guests prior, but Becca was never really excited about you. The only guest that she's ever been excited about is here today. You guys know how cold-hearted she can be. She's literally like making pom-pom faces right now. She has been begging our entire team, every single person that works in the Lady Gang, when is this guest coming? How can we get her? Have we reached out? Well, guess what? She's finally here. She is the star of Bravo's Flipping Out. She's also a producer, author, host, mama, celebrated rapper, and all around Becca's favorite. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, Jenny
Poulos.
It's Poulos. I mean, bang, bang, Lady Gang. I have never heard such an introduction. I feel just... I'm going to be underwhelming after that.
No, you're not. Becca, first.
Did you just email your attorney for a restraining order, though?
No. I think you're such a little cutie. Becca. I want to just come over and hug my little kitty.
Aww. Becca, first of all, what is it about Jenny that really seethes your soul?
First of all, I watched Flipping Out from the beginning, and I just remember, like, I love Jeff. Everybody loves Jeff. He's hilarious. He's such a, like, evil, hilarious. I don't know, like, he's interesting, but like, Jenny was just, you're so cute, your little voice is like kind of perfect for television, and then
or nails on a chalkboard.
I love it. But like, the way that you deal with him, I guess it prepared you for motherhood.
Oh, it did. And Jeff Lewis has nothing on my three-year-old.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Yeah,
yeah. He's easy peasy.
But he probably was like your warm-up.
He was my warm-up.
Yeah. But you were just really, I don't know, just, you know when you just like see people on reality shows and you're like, that person's a train wreck. I would never want to get coffee with the majority of people on reality shows. But my sister and I came together with our love of Flipping Out and then over Jenny.
That's adorable.
Do you have a lot of fans? What's
I'm
your fan?
I'm loving the love. You know
good.
What I mean?
Good.
What?
You should.
It's a trifecta of love here.
Can you walk down the street? Where do people stop you?
Well, people usually stop me to say that I'm Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So I'm down with that.
That's
you know?
Rude. You'd be so rich.
I would love to play her stand-in on Veep, yes.
Stand-in.
Can we play evil twins?
Yes.
You guys do look a lot alike.
Honestly, she's so busy right now, there are definitely jobs she's passing down.
Come on, Julia.
It's true.
Call me now. Call me now. No, yes, we get stopped. I mean, it's funny because honestly, sometimes people will say, oh, you are, and I finish the sentence, oh, you think I'm Julia Louis-Dreyfus. No, you're the one that gets beat up by that guy on that show. But you guys have a great relationship. It's his brother's, but he sometimes will yell at you for your mistakes. I'm like, oh, yeah, that one's me.
They explain the show to you.
Yeah. And then there's the housekeeper who is so sassy.
Oh my
gosh.
Go
through the whole thing. But, you know, we've been on the air. This is our ninth season. So I think people have, you known us. Yeah. So it's kind of more common now.
So tell us your Hollywood story, because you have so many things. You're a gradrefa. Not
what?
A trifecta, you know, like it's a whole new number where you have like nine things, nine careers. So how did you start? After high school, where'd you go?
I was the most amazing snowman. I know you were a Christmas tree.
I was.
So we probably bonded over that subconsciously
Maybe.
In some way.
You're the most talented, beautiful.
In fifth grade, I was the most amazing snowman, and Happy was my name. I always wanted to act. I loved comedy. I was going for Saturday Night Live. Loved Gilda Radner, and I just said, I'm going to LA, I'm doing acting, went to UCLA, majored in theater, film, television, and then did the actor life,
Did you
working
ever audition for SNL?
A million waiters, almost. I was doing my one-woman show, and they were sending a scout, and then a banana truck, literally, no joke.
What?
Banana truck flipped on the 405.
No!
And they never made it.
There's no follow-up.
I mean, we were told somebody was scouting. So what was it, a waiting for Guffman? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But so I had done my one woman show. And then soon after that, I married my ex-husband and was in a lot of different performances. I was in a show called Utopia where I played nine characters. I had split the role with another girl who was supposed to move to New York. onward, upward. I didn't want to be the actor that was waiting for the phone to ring, so I was always developing things.
Yeah.
My ex and I had done a... It started as a skit, then we wrote a movie called Gordy and Lolly, where I played the man and he was the woman. And part of that worked into this presentation called The Wannabes, where I talked Jeff Lewis, who was our... You know, he says, well, I was more your full-time boss. Yes, okay. Part to full-time is true. And the night before, I begged him. I said, you've got to do this presentation. What's the big deal? If this show goes, you will put your houses on TV for a couple days a week. You'll get an extra check. It won't be too much where you can't handle it. He's like, I have no interest. So I literally we fought, I finally broke him down. He had actually gotten in a – he was upset because one of the workers had washed their outfit in his brand new washer, and the house was up for sale. So he was so hell-bent on that. God, I can't believe he had all this dirt. It got in the new washer. The house is listed. I caught him in that weak moment. You know, there are no accidents, right?
Ding, he agreed.
So we shot our presentation. They saw Jeff Lewis. They went crazy. He said, they've approached me to do something. So we literally flipped the concept. It became about him. Uh-huh. He was a successful real estate developer and flipper. That was when all those kind of shows, you know, 10 uh-huh. years ago were starting to be on the rise. And, you know, we were kind of in when Bravo took a very big turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, they've become – in their own right, just in many ways, just such an incredible network, even in the digital space and everything. So that was, we kind of rode that wave, if you will. And Flipping Out got picked up, which we never thought, out of the gate, you know. And it was just so crazy because Jeff literally said, you know, I don't know. You know, where maybe some people would say, oh, yes, yes. And so we went on this ride and, you know, here we thought, and we talked with Andy Cohen about this, that we'd have 3 or 4 seasons, and we're in season 9. So it's crazy. I got divorced on the show, was single, met the love of my life, was married on the show, had my baby girl. And, you know, every step of my life, I go, wow, this is so not what I expected. But would I have traded any part of it to where I am and who I think maybe I am today as an artist? No way. Because I've learned so many things along the way through Jeff, through watching him as a businessman. You know, we're all in our prospective businesses, correct? Mm-hmm. But we all really should have the same template, which is work hard, run your own race, be great at what you do, don't worry about all the other stuff because there will be so much of it, and be actually okay with failure. And, you know, I then wrote a whole book about that. And I've had, you know, somebody that has been my acting coach and was the co-author of my book, and she's just been everything. She co-wrote Andy Cohen's song to me for so many years. And a lot of that advice in my book is hers, which she just said, you have to be able to write the check for things that you want to do. You have to be able to go towards the hit in life. And so all these things, you know, we're constantly figuring it out. And I think the biggest thing even for young kids today and young women is, you know, your mind is a dangerous neighborhood. And just like the gym, you have to train yourself to not go to those negative places, mm-hmm. and to pick yourself back up and not be so critical. And it's okay if you make this mistake, just learn from it and move forward. And, you know, Jeff and I have had our up and downs, and he'll be very honest about that too. But once I had my daughter, for me, it was this unconditional love that it filled my life, you know? So there's something too, I think, about when you get to that place, it makes your career better in a way, but also just the pressure was off for me too.
Mm-hmm. Even though you think about paying the bills?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I think about, because it's like, I totally understand when you think about having a child, it really does put things into perspective, and you don't like cry over spilt milk anymore, not getting the jobs or not this or that. But then when it's your livelihood, how did you, I guess you were already into Flipping Out at the time though.
I was, and you know, I'm not going to lie, there's so many days that I just say, why am I still working?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the quality, I just go back and I measure it and I say, are my daughter and I tight? Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, she's with me today and I was doing something and I'm launching an app and hopefully a show for kids down the road. And so I was dressed as a blue Puffaluffaloo and that's our series. And oh my God, she is taking it in and understands that mom works. And when we're together, we're together. And, you know, yes, my nanny is helping shape her life. And you know what? My nanny is a fantastic woman.
That's awesome.
But I think you balance it. And I think you figure it out. And I'm a working mom. And
it's such a great example, especially having a daughter, being someone who hustled and really created her own destiny.
And kept creating it.
And kept, yeah.
Well, you know, we all, I think we all are hustling. Yeah. And we're all barely keeping it together.
Sure.
But we do.
Well, there was a moment in one of the episodes in this season where you're at a client's house in Newport Beach and you have to get to your daughter's school conference, teacher parent conference, and you were really panicking and you were stuck in traffic. And I was like, it's so nice that they show this because other moms, you probably look like somebody who has it all figured out. Like, you have the job and the career and the money and the husband and the daughter. And it's like, no, you're still sweating tits trying to get to your child's teacher conference
every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every day. And every day looking. And I think an important message to moms is we all think, wow, you know, I'm going to have to do that microwave mac and cheese. Is my Greek mom, is she have a hidden camera? She'd be so mad. I mean, you know, it's every day is barely.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And that, if every you day. Celebrate that,
yeah.
then there's a kind of pressure that just gets released.
It's
you know?
True.
The last thing I want to ask you is, are you ever embarrassed about how often everyone's talking about your vagina? I watched this episode promo situation. I was like, let me check out what Becca's obsessed with. So I was like watching a whole bunch and there was like 5 minutes and I'm watching it and there's like men sitting around the table and everyone's like, her vagina isn't ready. Is her vagina good? No, her vagina's back to normal. Like everyone was like talking
about
your vagina
after
the baby.
I had the baby.
Oh God.
Yeah, I've kind of moved past or blacked those kind of things out.
Although
I did have a V-steam.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, you did it?
I did.
We need to ask you about that.
I have to ask you.
Yeah.
Is it everything, Gwyneth?
I got a 5-pack. I've only used one. and I enjoyed it. I just, it's
what
in Santa Monica.
Tell us, break it down. Yeah. Go in the room, what do you wear?
Well, first of all, not to get too whatever, but it's got to be the right time.
At the month.
I mean.
So don't be on your period.
Okay, we got past that. Awkwardness, check. So it's a large, nice looking, not, I don't even want to say toilet. I want to say it's like a box.
Bidet?
A nice built out box with, you know, the cushy kind of toilet seat. So you sit on that and then you cover, you know, you have your
gown, like a gown,
a cape and magazines there.
Okay.
They recommend that you steam one at a time. There weren't multiple steamers. There were, but only one steamer at a time, which I was happy with. You know what I mean?
So you're not
I don't
want
to be sitting talking to another girl's. Yeah. Girls can. I do sauna, all that. It's just the steaming thing felt a little more personal.
Yeah.
So there could be some smell.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that wasn't okay.
Not from you.
She had to
I'm
go there.
Yeah. I don't want to steam in the.
But how long do you walk
that's not. Edge. Okay, that's part of it, too. You feel like, this is a little bit more private.
Yeah.
So anyway, they told me it's 1 to 10. You will never want to go to 7. Especially because this is your first time. You want it probably in 1 to 3. But I'm one of those people. I love
like five,
deep tissue massage.
Me too. Right.
I'm going to get the hot stones. So I went up to 7.
Oh, God.
And for the first 5, 6 and a half minutes, I'm like, this is nothing. And,
oh, my God.
You know, I don't know, is part of it mental? No, because it did feel like, oh, okay, this is steaming up in there. And then about minute 7, I'm like, oh my God, this is so hot. So then I did go back down.
Did it
and
burn?
Just maintained
how,
it.
What was the benefit?
Yeah, how did you feel after?
I felt energized
you
after.
Did.
Oh,
it's really
supposed to energize you?
And I felt fresh.
Mm.
Oh.
Did
you have sexy
come
time
out?
After that?
Oh my gosh, I don't remember.
I would have wanted to know if there was a difference.
Yeah, but like, does this feel different to you?
Like, is it a difference?
I just will tell you, I felt it was a little of a, it was really
a detox.
A rejuvenation.
Now
think about it. It's an inner, don't you feel good after a facial?
I have a question though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go to work out and your body's like, you're like, like after you did it, did you feel clean or did you feel dirty?
I felt clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Thanks for sharing your vagina stories with us.
Yeah, we always wanted to know. We've talked about it like good. 5 times.
We've talked about it 100 times.
Really?
Yeah, we've been wondering.
Well, I also got the husband stitch. You knew what that is, though, right?
What? Where they made your vagina tighter?
Oh, after the baby.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He noticed.
Well, here's the other thing I'll say about that. I don't recommend that your husband is behind, or your partner is behind the curtain.
Mm-mm.
Does that make, do you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah, when you're having the baby, they don't see that see. Come out.
My husband's a doctor. He delivered her. It was beautiful. But I don't even know.
What
I think
it looks
it was,
like.
I think it was something where I didn't even probably want to see that.
No.
So, yes, I think he did notice that it was nice. He's going to be so mad.
Did he do the husband stitch?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, my God.
He didn't stitch the husband stitch.
That would have been great. There's a whole other level.
You'd be like, I want to
honey,
look like
I can't
this.
Even get a tampon in there.
Too tight.
Too tight. That's
just
crazy.
Steam it open.
I can't believe that he
closed
was,
it all the way up. Down. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. No.
He was down there.
It's a lot.
Wait, he pulled it out, the baby out?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, what kind That's of doctor amazing.
Is kind of romantic, though.
He's an orthopedic surgeon, but, you know, they have to train
Learn everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Damn. Awesome.
I mean, it was amazing. Yeah. I joke. It was incredible, that moment, but it
but also,
was...
I mean, I think it's pretty awesome.
Have
there.
You ever watched the vagina
my
cam?
Sister.
I watched
no.
my sister.
It's
too,
so scary.
I didn't want to see my
so
own.
Scary. Yeah.
That's what I felt like. I saw my sister do it, and then I was like, ooh, I think I misstepped here. Like, yeah. I shouldn't see that before I do it because it was.
Did it look painful?
You know, during wasn't so bad. It's the after when they came in to, like, fix up her things, and I'm sitting, like, diagonally across from her, and. They open up the sheet, and I'm like, there's a bundle of grapes hanging out of her butthole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The hemorrhoids.
Oh, Becca.
That's the worst part. Like, a bundle of grapes. Did you have hemorrhoids?
Becca, I just have to take a minute.
That's what
Becca's
scarred me.
Excitement.
Wait,
has
they
really
go. Is the grape
them
out?
Is the hemorrhoid from the pushing?
No,
right?
It's from the pushing. And somebody, as someone myself,
did they come out just when you're pushing, or
so,
if she had them a whole pregnancy?
So she had like them grapes? During the pregnancy,
right,
but then you push
she
them out.
Pushes, and what was in, all of it comes out.
Do they cut them?
Do they put them back?
No,
in?
You just have to like.
They have to
come back in.
Is
like
the
themselves.
Hemorrhoid?
Oh, it's my like a God.
I want to die.
Sorry, Jess.
It's all worth it.
Yeah,
I'll just
completely.
Put that out there.
But that really.
And you forget. You do.
Yeah.
There's this magic that God has created because I joke about it now with my other friends. You get out of that and then you're just saying, oh, my gosh, I want this again.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
there's that little zone. You know, grapes and other things, that zone that you think, why? And then, you know, and the first, I'm sorry, but the first few months are rough. They're rough. You're not sleeping.
Yeah.
You're, you know,
you feel...
every zone is different, but then they're so sweet to cuddle and hold. And, you know, now it's
so
mommy,
cute.
I do it. Mommy, stop rapping. You know, so there's that.
There you go.
All right, guys, when we come back, our Like a Lady, the question of the week has to do with real estate.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Jenny's here to help us answer our Like a Lady question of the week. It has to do with real estate. I tried to keep it theme-wise.
Good job, Kelty.
You're welcome.
Stand on the theme.
What is the weirdest room in a house that you've ever had sex? Jack's going to start because she's an adventurer.
In any
She
house?
Has sex in public,
I
so
know.
This is not going to be exciting.
Also, my house is an apartment with two rooms in it.
But any house?
Any house.
I need to think.
Becca?
Well, this isn't exactly like the answer, but
Becca's going off.
Oh,
I'm pulling a Jack.
Pull the Jack.
I don't follow the rules. So we just bought a new house, my fiance and I, and we bought like his dream couch, like the couch he always wanted.
You did it on the couch?
No.
You won't.
I tried, and he's like, not on the couch.
No.
That's amazing.
Is it oversized?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You fell hard.
I lost.
Good for you.
I would
but
be so
it's,
pissed.
It's the Restoration Hardware Cloud Couch. So it was like, it's not the most hideous thing ever for like an oversized
is
couch.
Is it light? Like the color
I mean,
of it?
It's like a light gray.
Like,
but I was like, ooh,
residual?
This is going to be fun. We're in the new house and the new
it's
couch.
Like a sexy
We're
going to
christen it.
Escapade.
And he's like, let's take it to the bedroom. And I was like,
Like, you suck.
Oh, my God. Jenny?
So, one more question about that. So, were you making out and you thought it was – and then he's just, oh, time out.
He was, like, mid like, make out. He was, like – let's go to the bedroom. And I'm like, no, we should, we're, it's our new house. We have to like do it in every room. And he's like, no, not this one.
Oh my God.
But I guess we're going to have to just do it like on the rug or something.
Stand up. Jenny.
That's that amazing.
A, called sofa love.
Sofa
is
love.
What it's called. Cloud sofa love. Oh, I'm trying to think. I feel boring at this moment.
But not at any other moment. So it's
I mean, what room in the house? I guess the bathroom. Room? Is that okay?
Shower.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. A shower's not weird.
No.
No. I thought of one kind of.
You'll see. Parent?
No.
None of you. Yet. You'll see.
You have to hide.
You wait.
Closet.
You have to do it in
you
weird
gotta yeah, you got to make time yeah. when you get time. So, and you got to be stealth about it sometimes.
Yeah, and quiet. I guess... Scott and I had sex in the kitchen when my roommate was on a date in the living room. So she was like 10 feet away from us.
I knew she had one. I knew she had one.
We were just like literally if she kind of like poked her head out a little bit, she would have seen us. But we were just
tacky.
I love Jack Vanek so much.
She was just
on a date.
She was on a date. She also? Like had brought a guy back to our apartment, my roommate. And they're like on the couch, like talking and watching TV. And then we're like,
no way.
Right.
Jack's a hoe. I love you.
I'm a hoe with my boyfriend.
And on that note, we're going to help you figure out your own lives because we look at our lives. Shower, no sex on the couch, a nice kitchen romp. I love it.
Kelsey, you want to answer the question that you made up?
I don't really have a good one either. I have a big house and I've had sex in every room in it.
All right.
That's nice.
We also.
Except the guest bedroom. And the downstairs bathroom and the midstairs bathroom.
Have you had sex anywhere?
And the roof. No roof.
Why not the roof? That's just such a good place to have sex.
I know. It's so dirty up there.
Yeah. But it's really, it's so beautiful.
I know.
Like a nice open air.
Is there a barbecue up there?
No.
Oh. But it's really nice.
It's like cute. And a nice view. You could do like a, never mind. All right. My mom listens to this podcast.
Well, you do have sex for 4 hours, what we did find out.
Oh, my God.
That's not true.
Did your mom get mad at you when you cheated on this?
She acts like,
Jenny, she's talking about a V-stay.
No. She acts like she doesn't listen, but I know she does.
She'll like,
hi, Mom.
She'll like say something.
Hi, Mom. Like, what's your mom's name?
Sheila. Hey,
Sheila, Mom. You've done a very
what's
nice
up, Sheila?
Job.
Aww. You know what? Thank you. You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have sex for that long. It was just that one time.
It was the story where she was like, so I looked at Chris and my show was coming on at 8 and it was 7:20 and I was like, we got 40 minutes to do this. And I was like, 40 minutes? Like, what are you doing?
They're like trying to have
that's
a quickie,
a long time.
But it was like an hour long quickie.
That's, I don't know.
To be caressed, honey.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
When we come back, Jenny's sticking around to help us ask the Lady Gang questions.
Ooh, all right.
So, today in the mail, I got my third love bra.
Ooh.
Third.
Because you have the lacy one and the t-shirt.
I have the lacy one and I have a black and white t-shirt bra and it is the only bra that I ever wear anymore. I've thrown out everything that I own. And if you guys want to try the Third Love t-shirt bra, they are offering our Lady Gang listeners a little deal. You can have a free trial for 30 days of the bra by going to thirdlove.com/lady. You can take the tags off. You can wash it, wear it with every outfit you own. I wear mine with every crop top and I never want to wear any other bra ever again. You pay $1 for shipping. If you like the bra, they'll charge your card. If you don't, you can send it back. And all you ended up paying in the end is $1 for shipping. And that's pretty good for trying on a bra. I love it. Again, go to thirdlove.com/lady to get started. And if you don't know your size, they will help you find it because I thought I was a B cup, but maybe I'm really a C. thirdlove.com/lady.
Hey, lady!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
All right, Jack.
We're going to get into it. So for this section of our podcast, you're going to help us answer our questions from our listeners.
Oh, I like
and
it.
And give them some advice. Before we start, if you guys want to get 20% off jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG and get some sassy things. This is for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I want some of your clothes. Yeah. I gotta buy some clothes.
Okay,
here.
You're not buying it. But.
Pencils for writing down all your inappropriate thoughts. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? to answer?
Yeah,
some
let's
questions?
Do it.
Okay, so our
first. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Don't you wish your coffee was hot like me?
Ooh, ooh. That's the Jack Vanek mug.
Jack,
have you ever had a better advertisement?
I know. You're like an ambassador.
Well, guess what? That's on the loop now, honey.
Yeah. We
need Jack Vanek does it in one room when her roommate's in the other. What a ho, what a ho,
can
what
you
a
just
ho.
Follow me around and sing songs? And
it makes everything
my life.
Sound cooler.
Yeah, while I'm like crying over something, you can just sing a little song.
You're like, J to the A to the C, Jack Vanek is the place to be.
Oh, you guys,
I'm we'll in love with you.
We should.
I'll have to do a Lady Gang rap, but I'll come back.
Oh,
and,
yeah, we can turn it into our new theme song.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yep.
So many ideas. Yep. Okay. Let's stay focused.
First question comes from Alexa. She says, "My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years, and he can be somewhat sketchy with his phone, like keeping his phone turned away from me, or quick to close apps like Snapchat around me, or avoid using his phone if I could possibly see it. I try not to think too much into it. Have you ladies gone through someone's phone? If so, how did you react if you found something that hurt you in any sense?"
Kelsey. I am ready. Here we go. I used to be, what's her name? Alexa, I used to be just like you, thinking the best of everyone. I was in a long-term relationship, and I was like, I will never be one of those crazy girls who looks at someone else's phone because I trust my significant other. And I lived with that man, and I was trusting him for years and years and years. And then on Valentine's Day, that's right, Valentine's Day, I went downstairs to make that guy breakfast, and his phone was face up. And a text came up. Now, I didn't understand this because I never looked at the face of his phone before. And that text was from his other girlfriend. Happy wow. Valentine's Day, baby. XX. So, there's nothing wrong with looking at your man's phone. If you suspect something is up, you go sniff around. You find out his password. You go look and you make sure that he is not shenanigans around. Especially if he has two phones.
Two phones.
If he has a second phone, that means he has a second girlfriend or wife.
It's a bat phone, man.
You guys.
I mean, there's fire coming through that microphone.
Wait, was this
Jenny? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm not going to classify who this was, but I found a text.
Uh-oh.
Wasn't trolling. Just saw it. Maybe just a small troll.
Half troll.
Wasn't trolling. A little bit of a troll.
Someone sent this person a picture of their bed.
Oh.
And it said, "The only thing missing, you."
Oh, no.
So not only did I find that cheesy, but then the bed didn't look good. You know, and I was like, well, if you're going to be going somewhere else to lay your head, I want it to at least look nice. So
at least like
in a weird way, I felt okay.
Like, even honey, though you're not going to the Hyatt.
I was devastated inside. There was some little bit of redemption saying, oh, well,
yep.
That looks like
not a shithole.
The best grandma bed. And you know what? Okay, go there. You are missing. Wow. And you're missing from my life. Snap, boom, fire.
Bye. And Becca? And pass the baton to Becca.
I've not gone through a phone.
You've also never been dumped. You don't count. Jack.
I mean, I haven't
I can
either.
Give my advice, though.
Well, Scott and I have the thing where we can put each other's thumbprint on each other's phones. So if I wanted to look through his phone, I could. But I don't, he doesn't do anything that's sketchy to make me think that I should.
Here's the thing about this, answering this question. If somebody gets defensive, your partner.
Guilty.
Or they're angry that you think they would be guilty. So it's kind of in a non-win-win. However, if somebody's really if somebody's taking their phone
and flipping it over.
Flipping it.
Guilty.
I would say there's something to be worried
about. I'd have to say, like, female intuition is real. And you know that you feel something weird and you're just trying to push it aside because you've been dating for 5 years and you want to just pretend to be blind to it.
Yeah, I think it's probably guilty if they're
Alexa, find a new boyfriend.
Sorry, Alexa, but there's a lot of nice guys out there.
Or just find a way to go through it. Find a way to go through his phone.
Or ask him. Just flat out ask him. See how that goes.
Can I use your phone?
Or hire a private investigator. Whatever, Alexa.
Start changing all of the words in his phone like I do. Okay, so the next question comes from Chelsea, and she says, "I'm about to graduate college with a degree in public relations and advertising. A lot of my classes have talked about creating a personal brand and all of that. How did you guys begin to create your personal brand, and what suggestions do you have for someone looking to create one for the first time?"
That's great for you, Jenny.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say for you, Jack, too, for all you girls.
Yeah.
For me, there's no limits. There's no limitations. If people are telling me no, it probably means it's something good. I look at, you know, if I don't have challenges around something, oftentimes I think, wow, if it's so easy and it's so this, it's probably not going to be something huge. And I know that sounds crazy, but the more kind of pushback and the more you get discouraged, oftentimes the closer it will be. So my advice is just go for what you love and what you're passionate about. There will be haters. That's okay. I mean, I've been rapping for many, many years, and a lot of people or still tell me, please stop, you know, the comments on social,
included.
All of that. Yeah. And I love it, and I know that if I'm entertaining the people that understand it and love it, then that's who my audience is. You know, art is subjective. Not everybody may buy your clothes in a store, mm-hmm. but there will be people that will.
Yeah.
And I think if you can go with that instead of being the worldwide people pleaser, you will build your brand because you're unique. You have your take. Mm-hmm. Just don't let your take be swayed by the haters, because guess mm-hmm. what? Our world is really run mostly by negativity.
Yeah.
And that sounds, oh, go be positive. No, you know what? It's real great to be positive and to not be a hater and to not be angry.
Yeah.
So start with that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I always kind of talk about the same thing, because there is always going to be somebody that's talking shit no matter what you're doing. Like if you're in the public eye, even with 50 people following you, like one out of those 50 are going to be following you to say something negative about you and try to bring you down. That's just the reality, especially with social media. So again, I agree with you. It's like you have to be doing something that you're so passionate about that you can go past what people are trying to say to bring you down. And you will always run into obstacles and it will always get hard. And you just have to keep loving what you're doing, or else you'll get brought down and you'll quit, because most people do.
And I think you have to stay in that zone of being in a climate where you can achieve creatively. Mm-hmm. And I will say social media is so great for so many things. We know that. But you want to be careful, because when you can get caught up in that world of starting to read those comments and respond to those tweets, and next thing you know, you're way
you're
off your game.
Or something, yeah. You're,
well, where's the focus?
Yeah. And I always have to say, especially with that kind of negativity, especially when I was growing up, I'd get all these comments of people making up all these lies. And never once did anybody say anything to my face. And I'm sure probably nobody said anything to your face either. And it's like, if somebody's not going to be able to outright say it to you, then everybody's hiding behind like a computer screen anyways.
Well, Jack, they've said it to my face.
Have they?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. What?
You were bullied, right?
Yes.
I'm not really talking about...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you've had your fair share of...
But I feel like the most aggressive haters, it's never been people who can say it to your face.
That's
interesting.
Always
okay.
That's what I mean.
An interesting
It's a bunch
point.
Of like...
Well, once you stand up, too, do you feel like they back off or no?
No, I feel like
I think you don't engage.
If you engage, it's when
it's worse.
Because people will just latch yes. onto it and it'll snowball and it get worse. I always ignore it.
I went through something recently, so you're absolutely right about that. Maybe I didn't realize that because I hadn't been in a situation like that for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But they will latch on, yeah. and then they will mm-hmm. make stuff out of thin air
yeah.
to keep it going.
Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right about the non-engaging.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
So you just have to stick and focus and not – there's always going to be shit going on. All right. So our last question comes from Sarah, and she says, I've lived in New York City for 4 years, and I've dated lots of guys, but haven't seemed to have found the right one. I've online dated, been set up by friends, you name it, I've done it. I recently went back to my hometown across the country and reconnected with a guy from high school. I really care for him and could see this going somewhere, but the long distance might be hard. I've done it before, but he hasn't. What should I do?
This is for you, Becca.
Yeah. So my fiance and I did not go to high school together, but we're both from Atlanta. We had a lot of friends in common. We both went and did our own things for 11 years, other cities, other things, didn't talk to each other. And then I was home for the holidays, and I just, for whatever reason, it was the timing, it was the fact that I was ready for something great, and he happened to be that great thing. And I think that when you know something is right, you just have to sort of follow your gut. Because even somebody in New York City where you're living, there's going to be hurdles and obstacles mm-hmm. and challenges. And quite frankly, it could be like not as great a guys as this one that you found. So the long distance is really, really, really hard. But also I found that for me, I really appreciated that time because we appreciated the time we had together. We didn't take each other for granted. And also it gave me my independence to take care of my own career and my life and nurture my friendships and not be in that like crazy boyfriend zone where you're obsessed with each other and you don't come up for air. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of a healthier connection too, because you're forced to talk on the phone and you really do get to know each other.
Couldn't agree more with my husband. We did do long distance. Even the first few months we were married, it was devastating for me to even process so as hard, a former Cody, you know, but it was the best thing ever. And it built a foundation for us to have a lot of strength in our relationship now as parents. So I say, again, the challenges, you know, will be worth it if it's the right person.
Completely.
Go through it. Do it. Get your frequent flyer miles on.
Yeah.
And go for it.
God.
I'm in a long distance relationship right now, and it's the same thing. Number one, it strengthens your communication more than anything because that's all you have. And also, long distance is not easy at all. It's not ideal in any sense. So you're not in a relationship for convenience. So if it is right and you are right for each other, you'll make it work because you both want to, not just because it's like, you won't settle for each other in any sense.
Right.
Also, one more thing. There's something about going and doing your thing and living in all these crazy fun cities and meeting all these new exciting people. But sometimes like you bond with someone that grew up in the same place with a similar, you know, background. And the foundation for that is often really strong. And then you sort of don't run into those hurdles. Like, we both want to raise our families the same way. We both grew up in such a similar environment. And so we're not, you know, tug of war in that sense.
And I will wrap it up by saying I had a long distance relationship and it ended terribly. So be careful, Sarah. On that note, if you loved this podcast today, we want to thank Jenny so much for being here.
Where I want to thank you, ladies, at Jenny, JennyPulos. And check out the new launch of our app, which will be in about a month, at puffaluffaloos.com.
Oh, my God. Cute.
Will be the launch of a new worldwide wonderful experience for children.
Cute.
Oh, I love that. All our mamas out there, get into it. And, guys, make sure you follow us at The Lady Gang. At It's Becca Tobin, at Jack Bannock, at Kelty Knight. Subscribe to the iTunes store. Go on and just press the button because then you get a new episode every Tuesday in your inbox. And you don't even have to worry about trying to find us. If you want to submit an Ask the Lady Gang question, go to theladygang.com and just click on the little tab that says Ask the Lady Gang. And if you just want to read our fabulous blog or look at beauty tutorials from Becca Tobin or have Jack Bannock fill your closet with hot, sexy, cool things, check it out, theladygang.com. And on that note, see you next Tuesday. Yay!
Woo! Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.